Thank you, Phil. The scripture we're looking at today is found in Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, and I'm reading from verses 36 down to 50. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, may you speak to all of us here today. May you meet us where we are at, and may you touch us and change us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 36. Now, one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him, at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. What a beautiful picture. What a beautiful picture. Verse 39. But when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Amen. What a beautiful portion of scripture. Jesus was saying very much during this event. Hallelujah. And Jesus was showing a great love, a love that the Pharisee didn't have. So this story that we've just read, which I've just closed my Bible to, which I shouldn't have. This event and the parable contained in it just speak of God's great love. Hallelujah. It speaks of how the woman put herself in a position to receive God's love. But the Pharisee didn't. The Pharisee didn't put himself in that position. What Jesus was talking about was the relationship between loving him and appreciating his forgiveness. So I wonder, how great is your love today for Jesus? How great is your love? How great is your appreciation for what he has done for you? That because of what he has done for you, we can sing that fear doesn't live here anymore. We can sing shame doesn't live here anymore. We can sing that the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Do you know that for yourself today? Are you thankful for that today? Are you appreciating that today? Are you grateful for that today? That is where our heart has got to be. And that is where our heart has got to remain. The woman in the story was not an invited guest, but she entered the house. She was not invited, but she entered the house. She was brave. She was bold because she knew that she needed to meet with the person who was in that house. Are you meeting with the one who is in the house today? Are you meeting with Jesus on a daily basis? His longing is that he will always meet with you. We've already heard that how he loves us and that he sings his love songs over us. He never ceases to do that. 24/7, he is singing a love song over you and me. But are we aware of it? Are we appreciating it? Are we thankful for it? Verse 38 tells us that she stood behind him and she was fulfilling the role of a maidservant. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. And then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. Such a touching picture. I wonder, have you ever found yourself in that same place, doing the same thing, being a maidservant unto the Lord, just pouring out all of you onto him and into him, so that he can work in you and through you for his glory? We don't know what her tears signified. We don't know whether they were tears of shame, knowing her life. Was she ashamed of everything that she had been? Or were they tears of joy? Because she knew that she was meeting the person who would change her forever. We don't know. But one thing for certain, Jesus knew. Jesus knew. He knew why that woman was there. And he knows why you're there. When you come to him, he knows. He knows even before you've said anything. He knows. And he will never tell, he will never say that he is not open to you. He will never say that he's too busy for you. His arms are always wide open, longing and waiting to receive you as he received that woman that day. And he allowed that woman to do what she did because he knew the depth of her heart. And he loved her the same. Another song we sing. You know the depth of my heart and you love me the same. You love me the same. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's look at verses 44 to 48. Then he, Jesus, turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house and you did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not pour oil in my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." And then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." I wonder how Simon felt when Jesus was speaking these words to him. Because Simon, the host, had actually committed some very serious social errors that day. Some very serious social issues. He should have washed Jesus' feet to remove the dust. That's what a host does. In biblical times, when you entered into the home, the host would wash your feet to take off the dust. Simon didn't do it, but the sinful woman did. Simon should have anointed his head with oil as a mark of honour and respect, but Simon didn't, but the woman did. Simon should have offered him a greeting of a kiss. That was what was acceptable. That was the right thing to do. But Simon didn't do it. But the sinful woman did. I wonder where Simon's heart was that day. I wonder where his heart was. It wasn't in the same place as the sinful woman's heart. And I wonder, where is your heart today? Where's my heart today? The sinful woman, by contrast, lavished tears, expensive perfume, and kisses on her Saviour. And in this story, it is the grateful, sinful woman and not the religious leader whose sins were forgiven. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just so beautiful? That out of her love for Jesus, Jesus met her where she was, allowed her to do what she did because he knew her heart. And he accepted her. She was accepted in the Beloved that day, just as you and I are accepted in the Beloved. So beautiful. So beautiful. This woman's act demonstrated her faith, and she honoured God that day. And because she honoured God, Jesus honoured her faith, because he said, "Your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Hallelujah. Let's look at the parable. Because even the parable wasn't understood. And that kind of reveals where the heart was. The parable from verse 41. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. So quite a difference in the amounts that were owed. But neither of them had the money to pay back. Neither of them had the money to pay the debt. So he cancelled both of them. Well, that was very gracious. He could have demanded his money. He could have put them in prison. But he cancelled the debts. The large debt and the small debt. They were both cancelled. So which one of them would love him more? And Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled. And Jesus said, you have judged correctly. But isn't it sad that even though Simon had judged correctly, he failed to see himself in that parable? He did not see himself as the one who owed 50, and that the sinful woman was the one who owed 500. He didn't see himself in that parable because his heart was not open to it. What's your heart open to this morning? Is your heart open to hear what God is wanting to say to you? Simon did not see that he was a debtor. He saw the woman's sin and he was holding that against her. Well, praise God that there was a saviour in the room that day who saw beyond that and who offered forgiveness, because he saw her heart. Simon needed to be told by Jesus of what the woman did, because he didn't see it. He didn't see it. He even missed the action of what the woman did. He was there, but he didn't see it in his heart. It wasn't revealed to him what was going on. So Jesus had to show that Simon that it was the woman's faith. It wasn't what the woman did that saved her, but it was her faith. But Simon saw what she did, but failed to see the significance of what she did. He just did not get it. When Jesus spoke to the woman in verse 50, he didn't mention what she had done. He said, your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. And Jesus knew and knows even today that that's all that can save us. We have to be in faith. We have to believe, we have to receive, and we do that in faith. The Amplified version for verse 50 says this: your faith has saved you. Go, enter into peace. Enter into freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin. Wow. Let me say that again. Your faith has saved you. Go, enter into peace, into freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You and I can know that today when we find ourselves in sin. What do you mean when we find ourselves in sin? I'm not a sinner anymore. I've been redeemed. Yes, but do we still sin? Well, we do when we're in the flesh. But even when we sin, we can know freedom. Because God is not holding our sin against us. Because Jesus has taken our sin. But that doesn't mean that we have the right to sin. We do not have the right to sin. Our walk should be a walk of love, where we are fulfilling everything in love. And if I'm walking in love, then I will be kept from sin. Sin is over there, and I've turned and I've went in the other direction. Sin should be as far as the east is from the west, because that's how far Christ has removed it. But sometimes we find ourselves walking towards sin instead of walking away from sin. Well, that's our daily choice. That's our daily walk. But this woman in this story was told that her faith had saved her and to go in peace. Hallelujah. And I believe that God wants to encourage you and me with that today too. That our faith has saved us and that we are called to peace. We are called to walk in freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You would wonder who would want to stay in sin. Huh. Well, look at your life. How are you doing? Why do we do it? Maybe because our heart has moved. Maybe because we're not singing anymore to our first love. Maybe something else has taken the place of God. Maybe there's an idol there. Maybe we see other things bigger than God. Maybe we lose sight of his greatness and his goodness. Maybe we become like the man in the story who just didn't get it. He didn't see that he was a debtor too. He just saw the sin of the other person. Oh Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Verse 39. Verse 39 reads, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, what the woman did, he said to himself, now notice that he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Simon said this to himself, but I find it really interesting that in verse 40, Jesus answered him. Do you get that? Jesus knew what he had said, even although he had said it to himself. Well, how much more does he know what you and I say to ourselves too? So we need to remember that. So be careful about what you're speaking inwardly. Be careful about the things you're thinking, because God knows those too. He knew both the heart of Simon and he knew both the heart of the woman in this story. And he knows your heart too. Always. Hallelujah. So, I'm coming to a close. But before I get Phil to put on the song, I just want to pray this over all of us. Want to thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word. Want to thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. Want to thank you, Lord, that your word contains all that we need to live a life of godliness and holiness. That we would walk a daily walk on that highway of holiness that would bring honour and glory to your name. And Lord, I pray for all of us that we may all continue to grow daily in our appreciation of all that you have done for us. I pray that our love, our gratitude, and our thankfulness would increase, and that our lives would radiate your loving kindness wherever we go and whatever we do in your precious name. Amen. Thank you. It is a powerful song. Just let this touch your heart.